On the line this morning with John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service office in Buffalo this morning. John, here it is at about a quarter to five in the morning. What are you seeing right now around the area in terms of snow?
Well, we have a pretty large area of lake-enhanced snow that's stretching from the Lake Erie shore near Angola up through Buffalo, then eastward out towards Batavia and Leroy. And that will continue there through 5:30 or 6 a.m. Then it's going to move pretty quickly south across the Buffalo South Towns through Southern Erie County and into the southern tier. So from Buffalo northward, conditions will improve after 6 a.m. as the span of snow moves south. And for the southern tier, the opposite is true. Driving conditions will deteriorate after 6 a.m. as the band moves south. We're looking at a quick couple of inches out of this, so not a lot of snow, but between how rapidly it's falling and the gusty winds, travel will be pretty difficult early this morning.
All right, so in the end, it's not going to be all that much snow for Buffalo, but like you said, the conditions. Let's talk about those conditions, what we're going to expect here. The weather is going to get noticeably colder here in the next day or so, correct?
It is, yeah. All this lake effect is occurring on the leading edge of an Arctic air mass, really early in the season for this, but the temperatures will drop through the 20s as we get into this afternoon, into the teens by this evening. Then tomorrow's highs for Thanksgiving Day are only barely in the low 20s, maybe 21, 22 in Buffalo. And that's just about the coldest Thanksgiving on record. The coldest on record so far is 22. We're going to be right in that territory tomorrow.
What year was at 22?
It was 22 in 1903 and 1938.
I'm pretty old. I don't actually specifically remember those dates. John, and then it's interesting. I mean, it's a burst of cold, right? And then as we get into the weekend, things get a bit milder?
Yeah, the coldest of the air lasts for about 24 hours. By the time we get to late Friday, we're back into the 30s, and then back into the 40s for Saturday and Sunday with some rain, especially on Saturday.
All right, and we're always, of course, wanting you to tell us about the long-term impact of winter weather here in Western New York. Anything on the horizon that we need to perhaps keep an eye on here?
Well, we're pretty quiet over the weekend and into early next week. No winter weather during that stretch, but by Tuesday and Wednesday next week, we do turn colder with chances of snow creeping back in the forecast. So we'll get a respite for 3 or 4 days over the weekend and early next week before the snow returns.
John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service, thanks for your time, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
No problem. You too, Jay.